It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth, and I'm joined now by Peter Suderman, Washington Times movie critic. This week, The Hunger Games. You say it offers a feast for sci-fi fans. How are you, Peter? Good afternoon.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
A feast for sci-fi fans. Explain.
Well, one of the interesting and fun things about this movie is that it's the world that has been created really offers sort of a buffet of possible cultural interpretations, political interpretations. You can sort of view the movie, which is about this authoritarian, post-apocalyptic world in which a centralized government takes teenagers out of outer districts who are sort of kept in abject poverty, takes random teenagers and selects them to play in a televised deathmatch game. And you can sort of, you know, sort of spin the wheel of cultural relevance here and come up with pretty much any interpretation you want. You know, in some ways, it's kind of a movie about the adolescent experience of being controlled by adults. In other ways, it's a political film there's some feminist undertones in some ways. And in other ways, it's sort of a, you know, you can think of it as like a libertarian sci-fi epic with this big evil government that's subjugating its people. And so this is one of the interesting things about the film is just sort of how many possible interpretations it offers to viewers.
Yeah. Sounds to me like I would have a morbid curiosity about seeing this.
Well, I mean, certainly it's going to be a big hit. I mean, really, at this point, the only question is whether it's a big hit or a massive hit.
Yeah.
It was based on a series of best-selling young adult novels. They've managed to, I think, make this film accessible to folks who were not, who hadn't read the books, weren't, you know, sort of the typical teen, tween, young adult fans. It's actually a fairly grim film in a lot of ways, a much more adult film than I think a lot of people were expecting. A lot of people looked at this and said, oh, it's just sort of another Twilight. And if you remember the Twilight movies, they were really cheesy, very focused on a young female, you know, teenage demographic, not accessible to the rest of the audience. But this one, I think, you know, a lot of adults are going to go in and enjoy it. The movie has some problems, I think, especially in the plotting, but it ends up being a pretty taut sci-fi thriller. You know, it's gripping, it's engaging, you're with the characters all the way through. You know, it's a pretty engaging film.
Yeah. Big names in it? Do we know anybody?
So Woody Harrelson plays a fairly small role. It's a little bit underwritten, but he is fantastic in it. The biggest name that's going to come out of this is not a big name right now, and that's Jennifer Lawrence. And Jennifer Lawrence plays the lead role. Katniss Everdeen is her name in the movie. And Jennifer Lawrence is a pretty young actress who hasn't done a whole lot before. Her biggest role up to now is a film called Winter's Bone, which was not seen by many people. But Lawrence is phenomenal. And she's really, I think this is really going to be a star-making role for her, not just because the property is already so hot, but because she's so good in it. She's sort of poised and angry and independent and just sort of makes this sort of angsty teenage independence and willfulness into something a lot more than it necessarily had to be. It could have been a sort of small and kind of unpleasant, you know, role where you just end up with a sort of snide, pissed off teenager, and she makes it into a lot more.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I'm listening to you talk about it, and you seem very enthused about this film. Are you in the target demo, or are you just somebody who showed up, watched the film, and said, I really like this?
So I would say I'm near the target demo.
Okay.
I like sci-fi movies. I like big blockbusters. I like action films. And I think this movie, like I said, it's not perfect. There's a lot of deus ex machinas, you know, sort of plot contrivances and conveniences that end up playing into the film. And so it's not the storytelling in that sense isn't as good or as strong as it should be. But because I like sci-fi movies and I like these sort of interesting political experiments with science fiction, the movie does some of that relatively well. It's at least, like I said, interesting and engaging on the front, offers a lot to talk about. I think it would be easy to overstate the sort of the politics of the film. It sort of gestures at a lot of big political ideas, but doesn't really develop them in depth. The movie is more about sort of suggesting all of these political conflicts, and then just sort of and hooking people with those ideas, and then really just sort of dragging them along with the action and with the sort of the the more intimate moments of tension with the main character, with Katniss Everdeen, the Jennifer Lawrence character.
All right. Now, when you leave the theater, do you walk away with this was the good part and this was the bad part? And if so, which one? which was the good and which was the bad?
So the stuff that worked really well was certainly anything involving Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
She's in most of the movie. And so anytime she's put on the spot and forced to make tough decisions. And that's a lot of what has to happen in this movie. You know, and like I said, it's sort of, in addition to the political readings, you can also read it, like I said, as a movie about what it's like to be a teenager and what it's like to grow up, you know, sort of under the thumb and the rule of authoritarian adults. And, you know, and learning how to deal with all that and how to play the game that the adults throw you into. And in this case, it is literally a game, a game to the death. And so she's just so good in all of those moments. The bad stuff is, like I said, some of the plotting just comes across as really contrived and convenient. You go, oh, wait, how's she going to get out of this one? And then they just invent a very easy way for her to get out that you couldn't have guessed, that they didn't set up very well. And so that stuff sort of bothered me. I think it's going to end up being, a very popular film. It's going to have a big impact just sort of on the cultural consciousness. It's going to be a movie that a lot of people are talking about. And I suspect it'll be a movie that a lot of people want to see again a second time, just because there is a lot to think about, and also just because it's so engaging and compelling. It's a movie that really grabs you, and that you really want to sort of stick with and stay with throughout.
Yeah, I've heard this film has set records already when it comes to early ticket sales, so that's a pretty good indicator.
So I had not seen this, but I saw the tracking number sort of that the studio puts out, and the studio was playing it cautious, sticking to some of their early tracking numbers, saying the film was maybe going to make 75 or 80 million, which is a real big weekend, especially for a movie like this. But the newest tracking numbers that were independent to the studio were suggesting that the movie could pull in as much as $150 million this weekend, which puts it in, you know, one of the best opening weekends ever. And I think that's a real possibility.
Yeah. All right, now, here's kind of a strange take on this. When I was leaving my house this morning, my wife was watching a trailer for this, and there was some discussion, I believe, on the Today Show or one of the morning shows. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm going to talk about that today with one of the guys, you know, who reviews movies at the Washington Times, Peter Suderman. She said, ask him about the concern that some parents are having about kids copying what they see in this movie. That's the first I've heard of that. Have you heard anything about that?
I hadn't heard a lot about that. And, of course, parents have every right to be concerned about what their kids are watching. And I would say that for young kids in particular, those who are very sensitive, the movie is kind of rough. There are sequences in which kids slaughter other kids, and there's no other way to put it. You have 24, that's what the game is. You have 24 kids who are put into a very large arena. In this case, it's sort of an outdoor woodsy setting, and their job is to kill the other kids. That's what they have to do, and nobody gets out until there's only one left.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's a little rough. I wouldn't worry about kids copying this. The sci-fi element is strong enough.
Okay.
The dystopian element is strong enough. It's very clearly fantasy. And also, there's nothing really heroic about the way the game is presented.
Okay.
It's, in fact, presented as something that the kids are forced to do, you know, by this authoritarian government that is using the games as a way to subjugate the outer districts that the kids come from. And so they're forced to participate in these games so that the government can maintain its control and just sort of put these people in their place. And so I doubt that you're going to see kids who look at this and think, oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
because
okay.
It's not portrayed that way in the movie.
Okay.
It's portrayed as kind of awful.
All right, good. Rating on it, PG-13, I'm assuming?
Yes, it's PG-13. It's a fairly strong PG-13. Not so much on the gore, but just on the intensity of what's going on. You know, the kids being put not just in life or death situations, but in kill or be killed situations,
mm-hmm.
and having to make choices occasionally to kill other teenagers, other kids their age, in order to maintain their own survival.
All right. Out of 4 stars, how many?
I gave it 3 stars. I think it's a finely made, engaging film in a lot of ways.
All right. Very good. Peter, great review. Thank you so much. The Hunger Games. You can go see it right now. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks for having me.
Peter Suderman reviews movies for the Washington Times. 5:46, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth.